Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that you have had a great day and that you've been walking close with Him, and that you've been in His Word some today and spent some time talking with Him. And now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your Word. Once again, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive. And that He, Father, speaks so that the word spoken is yours and not mine. And Father, may we learn more each time we get into your word, how to walk, to be an example to others, so that not only we can make heaven our home, so that we can be of help to someone else. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. We're going to be here in Deuteronomy 27th chapter. This morning we covered the 25th and 26th. Now we're looking at 27 and probably 28 this evening. These are a little longer, so we may not get quite through them. In fact, I'll say no, we're not going to, actually. We'll get through 27, but I don't think we'll get through 28. We may, but we'll see. The 28 has got 68 verses. So no, I'll say we're not going to finish that, because some of these verses are quite lengthy. All right. Chapter 27. verse 1. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Once again, we're being warned about keeping all of his commandments. Verse 2. And it shall be on the day when ye shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster. Now, we know that we're talking about setting up these great stones. That there, and two, where he's talking about setting up these stones and to coat them, the stones with lime and gypsum, in order to secure a surface on which the writing inscribed might be clearly legible. In other words, readable. We know that practice was quite common in Egypt. And they was not to lift up any iron tool upon them. We know that Israel did not have iron at an early time. Now, and we're also told that this was done, was given to them so to do, so that they would not show any dependence on Gentiles, which was discouraged by the exclusive nature of the covenant relationship that had been made at that time with them. You know, we have known, and it even carried in through the four Gospels and all, the Gentiles did not have anything to do with the Lord our God. They worshiped idols, the things that were, and idols that was made by hand. They didn't worship the true God. Now here's verse 3. Here's what he wanted wrote upon. And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law, when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth, be a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee. He's wanting them to put these laws on these stones that have been covered and made so they could be written on. Now here in 4. Therefore, it shall be when ye be gone over Jordan that ye shall set up these stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones. And thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. You see, once again, he's telling them explicitly exactly what he wants done and just how to do it. 7. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God. He's picked out a spot for them all to meet. And it's a place where they are to meet and also to worship him. 8. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. You see, he gets real, just downright real explicit. 9. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Letting them know there. And talking with them about they have become the people of the Lord thy God. 10. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day. You see, here in the Old Testament, these people were to walk in obedience unto him, just as you and I are today. That obedience carries through from the very beginning all through to this day and time, and will be with us until the Lord comes back for his church. When he takes his church out of this world, that'd be the end of it, because there'd be no more use for it. Now, 11. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when ye are come over Jordan. Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice. Uh-oh, they're going to get loud now. 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord. Pardon me. Now, an abomination unto the Lord. the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say amen. Now, you see, pardon me, excuse me. Now, here, the song can hear about putting that in a secret place, you know. 16 says, cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say amen. In other words, as he is quoting this, they are having to agree to this, which will bring them into this covenant of obedience of these laws that he's given. Now, 18. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say amen. People out of the way. Nineteen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt, and all the people shall say amen. All right, now, cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say amen. So we're really getting into some things here. And a lot of things that most people don't want to hear. And in fact, you can talk to some of them before you're in service or in study. And they'll tell you, that shouldn't be discussed among both sexes at the same time. Yes, it should be. It's here in the Bible. And it's letting you and I know what should and what should not be, and what happens if it is. Now, cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say amen. You see, this is things that he's making all of them agree to. They can't then proclaim they didn't know. 23. Now, Psalm 4, verse 20 through 220, actually down to 23, we found out that man's not supposed to lay with his mother or his father's wife, as it's put here, or with any beast, or with his sister. Now 23, cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. and all the people shall say amen. It includes your mother-in-law, too. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say amen. 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say amen. Now, you see, there is even more when it comes down to who man can lay with and not lay with. You'll find it more extensive back in the book of Leviticus. It gets real extensive back there. Now, we have finished chapter 27. And so it's too early for us to stop. The spirit that don't want to stop in here. So we're going to continue on in 28, and we'll go until the spirit tells us to quit. All right. 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. He's really, if they'll keep these laws, he's really going to bless their nation. 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Well, you and I have been given promises in the New Testament, which is in and through the church age. And if we obey all of the word of God there and the things he tells us to do and not to do, we will receive his blessings through a lot of his promises. Now, but if we don't, then we make a lot of the promises null and void to us. We've done that ourselves. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed, I want you to hear, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. In other words, you are to multiply. And that is to be blessed. And he goes on then with the other kinds of fruits of the ground and of the cattle and of the kine and of the flocks of the sheep and all. Verse 5, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. In other words, what is as we would call it today, set aside for a later time and for a time of need. Now, 6. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. 7. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that raise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee 7 ways. In other words, when you keep these laws, God is going to bless you even against, he'll stand against your enemies, those that come against you. Now, 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You see, he's letting them know that this blessing, these blessings will bless their storehouses. Well, today we have different forms of storehouses than what they had. But God will still bless us. And he will bless those, as we were talking about earlier. You may have a little in a bank. And you may be in debt. But if you will really walk with the Lord God, and you are his born-again child, he will bless your storehouses to the point that you can get to where you don't owe anyone anything. And you have got more than enough for yourself, and you can even begin to share and help others. Now, Nine, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself. You see, this is why we can make heaven our home. The Lord wants us to be his, to be with him. Now, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Even then they had to walk in his ways, and that is no different than it is for you and I today. We must walk in his ways, which means we are to walk according to his word. Now, 10. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Number 11. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. In other words, he'll give you a great blessing. a blessing that would be hard for you not to receive. You see? And the Lord God means exactly what he says. Now, 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season. In other words, he's going to give you what you need in order for the ground to bring forth that which you have sown in it, and to bless all the work of thy hand. In other words, whatever work you do, God will bless it. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. In other words, he is promising when we walk with him in his way, keeping his commandments, we're not to be a borrower, we're to be a lender. And he's there to help us do just that. Now, Verse 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Now there's yet another promise. And we find that maybe worded a little different, but we find it several places in the New Testament for our day and time. Now, 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And we're going to stop here, because this is a place in my Bible that we can stop and then pick up here, God willing, in the morning, to continue on with this. And we will be actually starting out with consequences of disobedience. But we've got still got a lot of verses in this chapter to go through. In the Spirit, he let me stop here and give us something to think about this night, of what we have heard and what we've been through. And you might want to get your Bible out and read through 27th chapter and even come over into the 28th. We've been through verse 14. We'll be picking up, God willing, come morning, we'll be picking up with 15. All right. I pray that you will have picked up something from this study tonight that has helped you, and that you have as much joy out of it as I have in reading and teaching. I get great joy out of these times that we are together in His Word. And I am learning so much more each time. And I pray that you are too. Let us go to the Father. Heavenly Father, we come now before you and we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I come giving thanks for this word and for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, for the times that we are together in your word to learn more of your will and your way, to keep us, Father, looking up and looking to your kingdom and building our treasures there instead of here on this earth. I pray, Father, for those that will hear these words and will stay with us through these studies, that, Father, that they will come to the point of this world that we live in now, not having much meaning for them, a place to go through, to get ready, to come home. A place to where we can learn what we need in order to be your child and part of your... And we are so thankful, Father, because most of us are Gentiles. We weren't born Jews. We are so thankful that you sent Jesus here into the world and established this church age to give us a way of making heaven our home and become an adopted member of your family. Now, Father, for those that are walking in sickness, disease, crippled, blind, or deaf, I pray, Father, that they will lay claim to their healing that has been given to them, and that they will stand upon your word, believing and knowing that it has been done and that their sickness, their disease is gone, and that they know beyond any doubt that they are your child. And I pray, Father, for those that are walking in darkness, that the Holy Spirit will speak with them and help to bring them to the realization that they need something more than themselves and that something is the Lord Jesus Christ and will help to bring them to a place to where they can receive help and go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of their sins, be forgiven, putting their trust and their faith in Him, looking up, seeking more. Each and every day they woke until they know beyond any doubt that they have been born again and that they are your child. Father, as we separate this evening, keep us all in health, keep us safe, and may we rest through the night. Wake refreshed in the morning and be back together again. Father, for study at 10 a.m. Back in your word, Father. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I pray that all will walk with him. Have a great evening, a great night. Be back with us in the morning at 10 a.m. Until then, hold on to his hand. He'll hold on to you. Good evening, all.